It's easy. It's only happened twice, but it's easy. I just don't have a meal. For a diabetic who's been a diabetic all his life, to have to think in that new way is really something new, I can't tell you. And wonderful. It really is wonderful. You can do whatever you like.
You're talking about adjusting the amounts of food around the insulin. Would you adjust the amounts of insulin around the food?
Oh, yes, of course. You do both. You know more or less what you've got to eat. And when you start, you've been told how much insulin to take to... you talk to the nurse. Actually, I haven't talked very much about nurses since the one who looked after me at prep school. But the nurse in Bicester is a diabetic herself. So, like Dr. Lawrence, she's talking about something she's got. And she's very enthusiastic about the new ways of dealing with it, and she's quite right. And she asked me how much I ate, and we went through it. Don't forget, when you've been, you're still thinking in portions and 10 grams, and you know exactly what you eat. And so I could tell her exactly what I ate. And she told me exactly what I should have for insulin. And with the help of the hospital in Oxford and with my own help, I've reduced it and I've got it right. But it's really of taking the insulin you need. You learn exactly what insulin you need for what you're going to eat. And because you take blood tests, you know that if you've eaten too much, you've been to a party and had too much, you take extra insulin to deal with it, and it gets rid of the sugar. It's wonderful.
Can you remember when the nurse in Bicester would have begun to teach you to take different amounts of insulin?
That is a difficult one to answer, I'm afraid. It must be about 2 years ago that I started on this new thing. I can tell you a story behind that, which I think's amusing and interesting. You want to know why I started on this. I went to the GP and I said, oh, my son is using this new insulin and everything. And the GP was very nice, said, well, I'm not in favour of really changing things. If they're working, and with you it certainly is working, this, you know, the thing you've been using for 10 years and more, it's working beautifully. Why change it? But the lady who gives me the medicine said to me, nearly everybody else has moved away from the files of insulin, and I think it won't be long before they stop making the files, and maybe, she didn't finish the sentence, but I could see what she meant, and I knew what it meant. In my mind, there was no doubt that I had to go over to using a pen, and using a pen meant getting over my fear of needles, a fear which is still with me, of course. So I thought, now what am I going to do about this? And I thought, can we stop?